Kevin Forrest, Manchester VA executive, the director of our VA and our region, regular partner and sponsor. We're going to update. We have some great updates, not only the main medical center and building in the state's largest city, but also some partnership programs. But last night at 10:14, the State of the Union began at 9. 10:14, the State of the Union began at 9. 10:14, there was a brief reference to the concern and problem of veterans' suicide in America. So, Kevin Forrest, good morning. Good morning, New Hampshire. You have an update on the building and facilities in Manchester. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you? So, yeah, just to let our veteran community know, you know, we were impacted by that little cold weather streak that we had this weekend. So, it ended up in us having to shut down our boiler plant, which means heat, no heat or hot water. So we had a busy weekend actually evacuating all of our patients to our sister VA facilities, but they all returned home yesterday safely, and we were glad to get them back. And then, we had to close down Monday for appointments just to make sure the facility was in order. But everything is back in order, and we're full steam ahead. But it was an action-packed weekend, but I'm glad everybody's safe.
You don't get much of a break on the facility side, do you, Chief? Hey, listen, you have one of your great folks here and team members talking about veteran suicide and partnerships. Take it away.
It is. So, next week is VA National Salute to Veteran Patients Week. This is always the week of Valentine's Day. And, this is when, the VA reaches out, wants to educate the community about all the partnership opportunities and how, different groups can support veterans in their own way. So, Jack, I've got Justin Mealing with me today. He's our community partnership coordinator and specifically working with the community on suicide prevention. So glad to introduce Justin today.
Well, Justin, thank you.
Jack.
And thank you, Justin, for what you do. And talk about the importance of community partnership.
Absolutely. We've got we've identified the importance of being able to support our community partners to team up and support existing efforts for suicide prevention. There's a lot of great stuff happening in New Hampshire. But also looking for opportunities to create new coalitions, and that's been my new role at the VA as of August.
Justin, tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to the VA.
Sure. I'm a social worker by training. I'm a Coast Guard veteran.
Thank you.
Prior to coming to the Manchester VA, I was working at the Boston VA. I was doing more clinical mental health work at that time. The mission of veteran suicide prevention is dear to me because of my experience in the service, and I'm happy to be up here and be able to sort of redirect my efforts from still within mental health, but to work on trying to make things the community more safer and supportive for veterans.
Well, thank you for that. What partners out there do you seek? What would you say to someone wondering, well, I don't know, how do I partner with the VA? What are they looking for? What are you looking for, Justin? What's your message to someone out there beyond someone who you already know about?
Anybody that is interested in contributing to the fight against veteran suicide prevention, I'm interested in helping facilitate that process. Some ways to get involved involves the contacting our volunteer services folks, 603-624-4366, extension 6422.
Can you go back and slow down and give that number much more slowly, or way people can follow up who might be in their cars? And I want people not to be, go ahead and one more time slowly, and how other ways they can contact you.
Sure, 603-624-4366. 4366, our main number, extension 6422. Also, my own number is 603-203-3641. And we have some really great stuff already going on. We've teamed up with NAMI. We've teamed up with the State Suicide Prevention Council. We're providing technical assistance to the Lakes Region Veterans Coalition. We're a member of the New Hampshire Firearm Safety Coalition, and all of this is in support of veteran suicide prevention.
Well, I'm a fan of it because I think the more the VA gets out in the community and the community gets into the VA, and that's something that Kevin's helped lead, is the right kind of culture. Real quickly, Justin or Kevin, is it hard to become a partner with the VA if you're one of these groups?
No, Jack, I would say, you know, we welcome anybody that wants to serve veterans in whatever capacity they have. And, you know, calling the number that Justin gave or just getting a hold of us and going to our website, you know, I always say we can't do it alone. It takes the entire community to serve our veterans, and we're happy to partner with everybody.
Well, Kevin, Justin, thank you. Thank you for your service in the Coast Guard, one of our great branches. And Kevin, as always, best way to follow up, Kevin, is probably the main website, correct?
It is the main website, or you can give us a call, you know, at our call center here at 833-933-1106. And, you know, happy to work with anybody.
And also, Kevin, real quickly, the number for any veteran or caregiver that's concerned, if veterans experiencing, you know, a mental health condition or a situation, what's the best, is there a three-digit number?
There is, you know, it's the Veterans Crisis Line at 988. And any veteran in crisis, Jack, you know, I would encourage them to call that number. It's manned 24/7 with mental health professionals. And we do follow-ups, you know, each and every day for veterans that have called that crisis line. So it's an important part of our, you know, our medical health program here. Mental health program.
All right, Justin, thank you very much. Kevin, good luck with the facilities and everything else. Keep in touch and tell us, if I bump into any of these partners out there that are looking to, you know, team up or make you aware of what they're doing, whether it's on canine therapy or you name it, I'll connect it with Justin. Thank you, Kevin.
Perfect. Thanks.